fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing zero, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Hey, Eddie, I hear people say all the time that your restaurant is the best restaurant on the Illinois side.
Well, I like to think that your restaurant is the best on the Missouri side.
Well, there's no doubt about that, but they keep saying yours is the best on the Illinois side.
I think yours is better.
Whose is the best, Eddie? Yours or mine?
I think it's yours.
There's no doubt about it. So you're saying that my restaurant's the best, and I'm saying that yours is the best?
I think that's what we're saying.
Well, then I'm agreeing with you.
So now I'm finally right?
No, not really. If you're 21 and you're in the mood, head on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air or go to FastEddie'sBonAir.com.
At Exxon and Mobil, their smart gasoline works at the molecular level to help remove deposits so your car runs cleaner. It's one more way they make gasoline work harder for you.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air.
Partners
and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. And we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
luscious melons from it.
So get loose and
for you, Dolly.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the, wow, right, actually we're over the middle because there aren't 30 days in this month, there are only 29, so we've just entered the second half of February. Welcome to the February 15th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by the company that's celebrating 70 years this year, Matheny Heating and Cooling. And don't you know that they're proud of son Mike Matheny over the man, that has to be a
thrill. I don't.
What?
Gotta be.
Not
I don't, no relation.
Okay. Never mind.
Hey!
Let's introduce ourselves to you at the control board. We have none other than Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. I would like to
say hi
and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to receive a lump sum distribution from a 401k, now is a great time to sit down with Mark and Jason and explore all of your options. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. And hello to the chicks. And thank you to Don Marsh, who passed along a link to me through Facebook. It's an interview with Chelsea Charms. She looks like her chest is about the size of watermelon, so I will be checking that out later. Thank you, Don.
Well, Don, I think that's fairly disgusting what you sent me on.
Well,
thanks for not sending it to me because I don't go for that kind of stuff.
Right.
Apparently
I will.
Don realizes.
I will preview it and then decide if I should pass it on to you, Frank.
All right. I appreciate that. Tina's not with us today. She had some work done, like oral surgery, and says... that she doesn't feel well, and she's not able to be in here. Yeah, right.
What a baby.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Thank you, Laura.
So, she'll be... No, seriously, it was some pretty heavy-duty stuff. We don't know if she'll be here tomorrow. I guess in the morning, after she's had a good long night's sleep, if I call her and say, how are you feeling? And she says, she's not ready, but maybe she'll be here tomorrow.
And her daughter-in-law and son, I believe, were getting ready to have their baby, today.
So
that's right.
That going on at the same time. So maybe she'll be back tomorrow. Hope so. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is the head of security for the Large Money Show.
Hey!
In the afternoon, does a wonderful job. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Dan.
No, how would I know that? I don't know.
What?
Brad Boy's asking me if they picked out a name. If Tina's, is it her son, right?
And, yes.
And they picked out a name for the baby. How would I know? I'm not going to call him that.
What?
That is, you know what? That is sacrilegious, even.
Call him what?
What?
That's offensive.
What is it?
I don't even think I should repeat it.
Well,
he says they should name the boy. It's got a middle initial in it and a last name. Cheese S. Christ. I don't think that's funny.
Cheese S.
That's not. You know what? That's not funny.
Stop the music. Stop the music.
Usually rap boys supposed the music. To say the cheese
You've offended
part.
Yeah. Well, that offends people.
They're probably supposed to say
like
the
normally
part.
You would say, what, S Christ? And then rap boy would say, cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah, that's usually
how it goes. Usually that's how it goes.
Can we do it over?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
What, rap boy?
What?
No, that's offensive. That's
what is it?
Oh, he's got a suggestion for... Yeah? Tina's new grandchild.
What could that be?
They should name it. It's like a name, and I can't understand it. A middle initial and a last name.
Something. What S Christ?
Tease.
No, that's.
Oh, my
that's,
goodness.
That's offensive.
That is offensive.
You're right. That worked a lot.
That's a lot funnier.
I kind of messed that up. Actually,
it is offensive, though.
It is.
Religious, yeah. Don't do that again.
How about Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra?
Yeah.
I understand why you were thrown off, though, how offensive it was.
And it was the level of offensiveness that threw me.
Right.
Threw me for a loop.
It threw,
me
threw off whole, your whole routine.
Ruined the whole bit because of that. We're brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling, and yes, no relation to Mike Matheny. You know what, though? If I were Tom Matheny...
Oh, boy.
Wouldn't you try to
a new face of their business,
you go
maybe?
Down to a game...
I'd go to the will call window and show his ID. And
I believe you should have some VIP passes for us, my family. Matheny is the name.
Right behind home
Did
plate.
My son leave some tickets?
Don't make me contact my son and tell him we didn't get our tickets. It's worth a try. It's worth a try.
Might as well.
Yeah. They're not in the baseball business. They're in the heating and hey, maybe.
He can be their conditioner coach.
Yes. Or maybe they can get the contract for the heating and the cooling of all the suites.
I mean, there are
a lot. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that's not open air that is enclosed.
Right.
Wouldn't that be
Perfect
something?
Time.
Just because Mike Matheny likes the last name, and why wouldn't he? Matheny, maybe he could pull a couple of strings. We need to work on this. That'd be a nice contract. A lot of heating and air conditioning units in that place. You don't have to be Busch Stadium to call them. You can call them. Let's say you have a little tiny house, one, like my mother-in-law's house. We just had Matheny put a brand new heating and cooling unit in there, central air unit. It didn't take a big one. It's a small house. Brand new. She's never going to have to worry about a thing, I don't think, the rest of her life.
Does anyone want to see my unit?
No, we don't, Lauren.
And
that was Lauren's?
Yeah. You can have a mansion.
Well,
let's say you live in a
sense.
Great big mansion, and you have six different units. They'll take care of it. You have a company. Whatever brand you have, if you were in St. Louis or St. Charles counties, Matheny would love to be your heating and cooling company, and they love and appreciate people who are AM and the PM so much so. And if you tell them that, they'll take 15% off the first service call. They will also give you a 15% discount on all the repair work they do if you sign up for the planned service agreement. Matheny, remember that name. Should be easy now with baseball season training, spring training coming up here. Too easy to remember Matheny, the name. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 314-727-9000. Happy 70th birthday to Matheny. And from downtown St. Louis, it is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
G'day.
Hi, everybody. How you
Hi, Bill.
Doing?
Doing great, Bill. Doing great.
All right. Well, congratulations to Betty White. She won a Grammy over the weekend for Best Spoken Word Performance. I'm sorry, was that a bling I just heard?
Well, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. For Betty White?
Sorry.
For 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, Betty White won a Grammy over the weekend for Best Spoken Word Performance, which is interesting and kind of ironic because Betty was also on hand when Thomas Edison invented the phonograph.
You know, she was a really good-looking, and still is, a good-looking woman.
Yeah,
well,
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, for 2011, I actually, my parents, for a Christmas gift, they gave me a Betty White wall calendar, and she was. She was really hot back in the day.
Hold on here. Your parents gave you, what? A Betty White wall calendar?
Yeah, she was smoking hot.
What year was this?
Last year.
So it's what, older pictures of Betty through the years?
Or? Yeah, like when she was like a model, like a pinup, not a pinup model, I guess, but yeah, she was a model in her younger days.
I don't know, I just find that as a 30, how old are you, 31? 33?
32.
32-year-old guy. I bet you may be the only guy in town who has a Betty White calendar.
Well, I don't have it anymore. But,
he got rid of it.
Most people would have up that new gal who's on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Goodness.
Kate Upton. Something like that. Yeah, yeah.
By the way, since you brought this up, I watched an interview with her last night. This may be the dumbest woman on the
show. Who cares?
I don't think she's real bright.
No.
But it doesn't matter.
Who cares?
They say she's dim, but those boobies ain't dim.
Bill Cleveland segment.
Okay.
Holy mackerel.
Thanks to David Tell for that one.
A new study says that 1 in 3 Americans live near a nuclear power plant.
Really?
Yeah. And today in Arkansas, a family of 3 sat around trying to figure out which one of them lived near the power plant.
Yeah.
And TMZ reports that one of the movers who helped pack up Lindsay Lohan's stuff is trying to sell photos of her belongings. Not really sure he'd be interested in looking at Lindsay's stuff unless you know it's jewelry stores trying to find their lost inventory.
You know what? If you hadn't stumbled.
Yeah.
I was hoping you wouldn't notice. Sorry, I was busy looking at my Betty White calendar.
That was a keeper.
And finally, this afternoon.
If I was going to pick a 90-year-old to do it with, though, I think I'd pick Betty White.
Why did you have to say do it with a 90-year-old?
Well, I don't know. If you were forced to, that would
you kids today.
You'd break her hip.
Holy cow. Well, on Tuesday, when President Obama hosted the Vice President of China, there were 7 translators at the White House. 7 translators, which sounds like a lot, but that's actually one less than we have at the radio station when John Hadley's in the building.
Hey-o.
Bill Cleveland's segment is brought to you this afternoon by LeClede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. Gonna have to stop being so honest and open on this show.
That's right.
From downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
I'm gonna be careful. I think John Hadley could beat him up. Well, maybe not.
I just shit on him.
Yeah. You what on him?
Sit.
Oh.
I just.
Be careful.
Sit.
Be careful.
John Hadley, we could sound. It sound really.
When you do the Hadley, when you do the Hadley speak, sometimes sit can sound like other
something
things.
Else.
Yes. Hey, could I take a moment, ladies and gentlemen, if I could, just to sell our show here and sell ourselves and what we do, because we spend all this time advertising for other people, and I've said before we don't spend much time advertising ourselves. I got a really interesting email today from an advertiser who dropped off the show, and now they're saying, call us. We need to talk about getting back on. And that has happened on more than one occasion. Let me just say this quickly and address all of you people out there who are the ones responsible for how you spend your advertising money. It's a very difficult thing to figure out how to do. It's pretty much trial and error. You try something, it doesn't work. Try something else, it doesn't work. And then you try something that does work. Here's my suggestion. Rather than rely on the lies and the spin that is put on everybody who's selling you, you should be on our website. You should be on our TV station. You should be on our radio station. Why don't you let us put you in touch with some people in the advertising, well, in the retail world, who have tried just about everything, who spent lots of money over the years, and who will tell you the best money they ever spent was here. It's not about ratings, numbers of listeners. It's not about any of that. It's about responsive listeners, people who are so loyal to a show that they go out of their way to give the advertisers a chance. And when you take the number of people who do that, it's not about who's listening. It's about who's responding. And this place has the most loyal listeners in the world. And when I see an advertiser saying, you know what, because of this or that, or TV stations came and sold us some stuff real cheap, we took it, and we need to talk about getting back on there. And you also have to be willing to let it get some momentum and let it go and not run scared after a week or two when the phone's not ringing off the hook. It doesn't work that way. So we've got a couple of slots open. We'd love to have you. If you are a reputable company that we would feel good about representing on this show, we'd be happy to talk to you. You know how to get a hold of me. It's easy. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com. What is piping hot? What does that mean?
I don't know.
If something is piping hot. I tried to look it up yesterday.
You couldn't find a
origin? No, there was no definitive. It's like anything else. You get 4 or 5 completely different versions of why
It was one of them said that years and years ago in Scotland, when food was served to the royals, that the bagpipers would do.
Oh, that's what I see right here. Yeah,
and then the food would come out, and that meant it was piping out. I don't buy that. That doesn't make sense to me. So I don't know what it means. I just thought I'd ask. What, thinking you guys would know?
What was I thinking?
Now, this morning, I get an email, and I really liked this email, and I'll read it to you, and I'll tell you what I find so interesting about it. It says, Frank, I find your show very entertaining and uplifting on my ride to work each afternoon. I've been a listener for about 2 years now. Your show is a breath of fresh air in comparison to all the politics, the sports, blah, 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 that fill up the airwaves. I shouldn't have to point this out, but I am an African-American male in my late 30s who finds it interesting that I am entertained by your show's format and humor. You have a very common-sense way of communicating simple topics and have a no-nonsense view on the world and the things that go on in the world. Keep up the good work, man, and I will remain a dedicated listener. Maybe one of these years I will be able to join you and the others on one of your vacation excursions that you attend annually. Thank you. And I'll just mention the last name, Mr. Gregory. Mr. Gregory, no, thank you. And I wrote him back, and I found it interesting that he said, I shouldn't have to point this out, but I'm an African-American male in my late 30s. And I wrote him back, and I said, well, no, you didn't have to point it out, but I am thrilled that you did. Because when I get email from people, I actually enjoy getting a snapshot, some kind of little profile. How old are you? You know, maybe, you know, what do you do for a living? That kind of thing. And I've said many, many times, we have a lot of black listeners. And the fact that I don't understand why in itself is interesting to me. Why should I have to understand why? And what it's taught me as a kid who grew up in the South, where there was colored town down the road, and I wrote in my letter to Mr. Gregory this, that as years have gone by, I've more and more and more come to understand how much alike we are as opposed to how different I used to think we were from black people, from Asian people. There's certain things we all have in common. A good joke and a good story is a good joke and a good story. It doesn't make out what color you are. So I'm thrilled to death that you like the show, Mr. Gregory, and I really, really appreciated your email. This is that thing I was talking to you about earlier, this website. It's called WeMetOnAPlane.com. And it says, boom, boom, this is a website you can track down a lost love in the air. The premise is like missed connections on Craigslist. Although you narrow the search down even more, you are no longer just looking for a pretty face that you saw at a concert, but somebody who might have been across the aisle on a plane at 30,000 feet. And you may never see again. All you have to do is plug in your flight number, the day and the time, what airport you were flying from and to, and you're set. And the guy in 14F connects with the person in 10A. And there you have it. Now, I still don't really get how that works, because I can't imagine that just anybody is gonna want anybody on that plane to know who I was in seat 6B.
I think they both have to get on, right? If the girl,
but that can't be, because
well, they can't give out that personal information.
But I would never find out who that was. What are the chances of that other person being on this site?
Is that public record? Maybe once you buy a plane ticket.
I don't think so. I there's something missing here.
Yeah.
But it's worth it. Look, if you travel a lot, if you fly a lot, check it out. And I'm sure if you go on the site, all the instructions are there and how it works. It's called WeMetOnAPlane.com.
I saw something today, kind of not really along the same lines, but this new 787 that Boeing has, it's called the Dreamliner or whatever.
Yeah, with the automatic dimming windows.
Yes. They did a 19-hour flight, just a test flight, and the way they've... The route across the United States, later you could see through this flight tracker, it spelled out 787, and then they drew the Boeing logo with their flight path. So that was pretty...
And you know that was intentional.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They said it took... three different pilots had to fly and...
Slick.
Yeah.
This would be post Valentine's Day news that I find really fascinating. I would imagine there are some people listening who don't know what Ashley Madison is. My wife didn't know till I told her. I know Peon knows. Ashley Madison is a website for cheaters. It's a site you go to. And this is not a joke. In fact, here's how much of a joke it's not. They currently have registered and in number, this is the number of people registered and who have created a profile, 12.5 million people on AshleyMadison.com. Ashley Madison is a made-up name. The founder, Noel Bitterman, took, at the time that he founded it, it's been around 10 years now, he just took the two most popular girl names, which are Ashley and Madison, and he turned it into AshleyMadison.com. But what's interesting is there's nothing left to question about what this is. It is a site you go to if you're married and you want to cheat with either a single or another married person. And it's amazing to me that this thing has done. It has 120 employees in Toronto, Milan, Madrid, Berlin, Dublin, San Paulo, and Mexico City.
And they say usually their biggest day of the year is the day after Valentine's Day.
Today is their biggest day. Now, yesterday was their 10th anniversary. They started on a Valentine's Day, so yesterday was their 10th anniversary. And just a couple of things that I pulled out here. It says that they take in about $60 million a year. They're on track in just another couple of years to do $100 million a year. Now, get this part. It says, in a way, the business has only helped me in learning how to be a happy couple. Now, this is the founder speaking. Has helped me to be happier and us, me and my wife, to be a happier couple. It's easy to say that... Oh, I'm sorry, this is his wife. This is Bitterman's wife, the wife of the founder. She says, it would be easy for me to say I don't feel like having sex, that I'm tired or whatever. But I make an effort, even if I am tired or don't feel well. If my husband wants to be intimate, I can just change my mindset instead of saying maybe tomorrow.
Whoa!
And the reason she points this out is that most of the women and men who go to Ashley Madison are not being satisfied at home, ladies.
What?
With that, I got a headache. Maybe tomorrow. Huh?
You won't find me on that site, buddy.
Wife, no. The founder's wife says he and I don't even have any issues, have no desire to cheat, because even if I don't feel like it, I make myself feel like it.
Hmm. Good job.
I'm disgusted by that. I would never go to a site like that.
No, me either. I've already forgotten what it was. I pushed it right out of my mind already. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I thought of this joke yesterday when I shared with you the HBO documentary Paradise Lost about the three guys that murdered the three little boys, and I got to thinking about juvenile delinquents and young punks, and so this joke came to mind. We've done it at least a dozen times over the years, but it's the young kid, 15-year-old kid, who takes a slingshot out and just knocks windows out of everything, cars, houses, businesses, and they catch him, let him go because he's a juvenile, make him go to some counseling and tell his parents, you know, if this happens again, he's going to the juvenile home. Doesn't do any good. He goes out again with a slingshot, knocks windows out of everything, breaks as much glass as he can, so they incarcerate him. They put him in a detention home. And it's made clear to him that every year he's going to get an opportunity to go before the juvenile parole board, and if they feel that he is a changed person and he realizes the error of his ways, he can get out. So the first year he comes before this parole board, and the head of the parole board says, "Now, Scott, you know why you're in here. You did a lot of damage, thousands of dollars in property damage with all these windows you knocked out with a slingshot. If we were to let you out today, tell us what your life would be like. You'd leave here, what would happen?" He said, "Well, I'll tell you what would happen. I'd go buy me a slingshot, and I'd bust the windows out of every one of your houses in this joint, too. And they said, well, okay, you know what? This meeting is over. He's not ready. He's just not ready. A year later, he comes before the parole board. Scott, if we would let you out now, take us through what, in your mind, you would do when you left this juvenile detention facility. He said, well, I think I'd like to go out right away and get myself a job, at least a part-time job. And now the parole board people are kind of whispering with each other. This sounds better. Go on, Scott. You get a job, and he says, and I would make a little money, and with that money, I could probably buy the best slingshot made, and I'd go bust all the windows out of your houses, and I'd come and bust the windows out of this stinking joint. Well, meeting's over. You're not getting out. Next year, kind of the same thing. Scott, what would you do? Well, he says, I'd like to get reunited with my best friend. I've been in this institution now for 3 years, and I haven't seen my best friend. Now they're thinking compassion, concern for others, wanting to connect with people. And they said, go on. And you meet with your best friend, and what? And he said, well, I want to get back with him because nobody made a homemade slingshot better than he did. And then I'd have him make me one. I'd bust the windows out of all your houses, and I'd come bust the windows out of this joint back in the cell. Another year. Now he's 20. He comes before the parole board. Same thing. Scott, if we let you out, what do you do? He said, well, I would... You know, I'm 19. I've never even really dated. I've been in here for 5 or 6 years, and I'd like to go out and meet a girl. I'd like to get myself a job, and I'd like to get a girlfriend. Well, now, wait a minute. Now they're thinking, okay, this is more like what a 19-year-old young man should be thinking about. This is more normal. Go on, Scott. He said, I'd like to date her. I've never been on a date. I'd like to get a job, make enough money to have a car to take her out on a date. Well, they have a little conference. Well, geez, this sounds more normal. This sounds so normal. Go on, Scott. He says, Once I had a car, job, girlfriend, I think I'd like to do what any normal guy would like to do. I'd like to take her out, probably, you know, back into the woods and do a little parking, necking, making out. Now they're thinking, okay, normal. Go on, Scott. He said, I've never done any heavy petting with a girl, and certainly haven't gone all the way. I like to, if I could, get her blouse unbuttoned and maybe even get her blouse off, and then I'd like to, a little embarrassing to talk about it, I'd like to get her bra off. Well, not only do they not laugh or think that they think, but he is a 19-year-old boy. Go on, Scott. You get her bra off, and then what? He said, well, then I would have made sure that in the glove box of the car I brought some scissors with me. I'd cut the straps off the bra, make a slingshot, and come bust the windows out of all your houses with this stinking joint.
Now it's time to check the highways with Tim Weiland. He's in the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Dan. Well, it looks like we've got an accident on northbound 55 just before the Poplar Street Bridge that has the left center lane block. Got a good backup there. Also on westbound 40, looks like near Long Road we've got a crash that has two left lanes that are blocked. We also have an accident on westbound 70 at Memorial. It's partially blocking the Memorial exit. And then on eastbound 40, you've got stop-and-go traffic from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, slow pockets from Boyle through McCausland, Ballers through Maryville Center, and some heavy areas from Clarkson to the Boone Bridge. Also westbound 70 is heavy from Union through Lucas and Hunt. Stop-and-go handling through Cypress and then Cave Springs through T.R. Hughes. Eastbound 270, that is jamming up from 370 through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by ChapStick. ChapStick brand asks, do green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Sure, both protect and moisturize your lips, but which is a better kiss? Try it, decide, and tell them at facebook.com/ChapStick. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Got that?
It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page.
Very shagadelic, baby.
The Big 550, KTRS.
When my Great Pyrenees dog was rescued, she was nearly 50 pounds underweight. She needed intensive surgery to save her life. From the beginning, I watched her recovery on her rescue group's website. I knew I had to have this amazing dog in my life. But I lived in Seattle, and she was down in Texas. And I wouldn't let it stop me. I flew to Texas to get her. I adopted the gorgeous dog named Joni and then drove her 2,300 miles up to our new home. Now she's happy, healthy, and the love of my life.
Thanks in part to the Purina Pro Plan Rally to Rescue program, smaller rescue groups like Saving Peers in Need are able to help dogs like Joni every day. In fact, since Rally to Rescue began 5 years ago, their participating network of 500 rescue groups has found homes for an astonishing 250,000 rescued dogs and cats. And the number continues to grow. To volunteer, donate, adopt, or show your support with a Rally to Rescue t-shirt, visit rallytorescue.org today.
Today, homes often develop severe foundation problems. Even while they're quite new, they'll start to settle and sink. Older, established homes can also become problematic due to the harsh St. Louis weather's negative impact on what was previously stable soil. Doors and windows stick, concrete floors and foundation walls crack, and basements and crawl spaces become wet, moldy, and at times, infested. Thanks to Fast Steel Peering Systems, there's a cure. Fast Steel Peering System is the nation's strongest foundation stabilization system. It's manufactured and proof tested in St. Louis. When the largest investment of your life is sinking, protect it for life with a Fast Steel system. One engineered, designed, manufactured, and installed for your foundation's specific requirements. Visit Fast Steel's trained factory certified inspectors at the HBA Home Show and receive a fully guaranteed comprehensive repair solution. Call Fast Steel Peering Systems today. 314-739-8500. 739-8500.
Mr. Holliday touches them all. His 18th of the year.
Fans, secure your tickets to a handful of Cardinals games right now with Cardinals Ticket Packs. Choose from a selection of five game packs, including the All Friday Pack, All Sundays Pack, and more. Check out the Value Pack, which features 10 games for the price of a five game pack. Backed by popular demand, it's the 10-game opening day pack. That includes tickets to opening day against the Cubs, as well as matchups against the Brewers, Phillies, Giants, and more. Ticket packs are on sale now at cardinals.com/packs.
Fans, season tickets are on sale now. Season ticket packages are available for a full season, half season, which is 40 games, or a 27-game plan. If you're a season ticket holder, you'll have the first chance to buy postseason tickets, and you'll also receive discounts at the official Cardinals team store.
Bring it a long one in the right center. Get up, baby!
This is Cardinals General Manager John Mozeliak. On behalf of the entire organization, we want to say thank you to the best fans in baseball for your incredible support over the years. Get your season tickets at cardinals.com.
Don't do anything till you check out the Affordable Kitchens and Baths Warehouse Sale. It starts Thursday, this Thursday, February 16th, and runs through Saturday. Free delivery on orders over $2,500. How about 10% off all quick ship cabinet lines? 5% off all semi-custom cabinet lines, 25% off in-stock vanity tops with a purchase of an in-stock vanity cabinet. Now, these discounts are on top of the already ridiculously low prices that you get at Affordable Kitchens and Baths. They have ding and dent appliances. So if you're looking for a new washer, a new dryer, maybe a new refrigerator, Affordable Kitchens and Baths is the place to go. It's on Highway 94 or St. Peter's Parkway, as they call it now, between Kisker and Central School Road, 4600 South Highway 94. It's their weekend warehouse blowout sale. Starts Thursday, runs through Saturday. Affordable Kitchens and Baths between Kisker and Central School Road on St. Peter's Parkway. We'll see you there.
An ounce of prevention, 5 quarts of oil, another 5,000 miles. However you measure car care, get more at Midas. For just $19.99, Midas will change your oil, rotate your tires, and check your brakes. All just $19.99. A small price to help keep your car running longer. Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil, taxes and shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hi, Mike Kelly here. West County Nissan is taking thousands off MSRP on a huge selection of inventory, and now is the time to buy. Take $8,000 off Maximas and Muranos, $6,500 off Pathfinders, plus Altimas now just $18,990. Hurry in to West County Nissan, located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. For more information, go to westcountynissan.com. 2011 models in lieu of all rebates and incentives. Financing through NMAC on in-stock units only.
Sliced pepper tenderloin with rosemary potatoes.
Only $6.99.
Tonight only at Iacovelli's in Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Sliced pepper tenderloin with rosemary potatoes. Just $6.99 tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
Dunn Road at Graham and 270.
Online at iacovellis.com.
At Exxon and Mobil, their smart gasoline works at the molecular level to help remove deposits so your car runs cleaner. It's one more way they make gasoline work harder for you.
Boy, are we late. Let's scrape the cream off the crop of whatever stories Mike Evans has. He is brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home, ThompsonPrice.com. Do it right if you're going to do it, Thompson Price. Here's Mike Evans, everybody.
Yeah, you did.
There you go. Today,
yep.
Today, pop quiz question. What is Jim Carrey's very unusual favorite snack? Ice cream with salsa on top?
Ugh.
Peanut butter and ketchup sandwich?
Ugh.
Macaroni and cheese with chocolate sprinkles on top?
Cheese.
Yeah, that's right, Rat Boy.
Tell him, Rat Boy. Latest follow-on Whitney Houston story. Several friends that don't even know each other say in the past couple of weeks, Whitney started talking about going to see Jesus and said that the end of her life was near. How eerie is that?
Ooh. Wow.
And Bobby Christina, Whitney's 18-year-old daughter, is now on 24/7 suicide watch. Mm-hmm. Also under medication is Whitney's cousin, Dionne Warwick. And
is it true
that Whitney was broke when she died?
I keep hearing this. That's, I guess, possible.
Well, she did that reality show for a while, and people said that was for money.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, something else that was very telling. The Beverly Hilton Hotel, their rooms run between $330 a night for the cheapest room to $25,000 a night for the presidential suite.
Oh, my goodness.
Baby.
She was in a room that cost $330 a night, the cheapest room they have.
That says a lot.
That says a lot, you bet. How weird is this? The music from Clive Davis's party Saturday night at the Beverly Hilton was so loud, the bass, it disrupted the coroner's conversation while they were examining Whitney's body and the evidence upstairs. They're supposed to be there. Oh, just so bad.
Was that real bass from the music, or did you make that yourself?
Wow.
Can't tell the difference.
Thank you.
Wow, that's awesome.
Thank you very much. Very talented human being right
Sounded
here,
like
Mike.
Like a record,
Evans.
Yeah.
Great quote from Alice Cooper on Whitney's death. Quote, drugs often speak louder than friends.
Ooh, that's a good one.
End quote. Bobby Brown is not invited to Whitney's funeral. I'm not surprised.
No.
Ba, ba, wah, wah. And Oprah are fighting to get the first exclusive interview with Bobby Brown and Bobby Christina. No surprise there either. Switching gears, television news. Matt Lauer is getting closer to that $30 million a year payday for doing the Today Show.
Wow.
You know, the Today Show makes NBC $450 million a year clear profit.
Well, I don't doubt it. It runs about 6 hours in the morning.
It is by far their biggest moneymaker.
Yeah, it's the only morning show we watch at home.
Really?
Yeah, we don't watch the others. We watch that.
So Oprah's network ratings are in the toilet.
Yeah.
And she tweeted her 9 million followers to please turn her network on Sunday night, especially if they were a Nielsen family. Well, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Nielsen heard about it and has thrown out all of Oprah's ratings for Sunday night.
Yeah.
They call it contaminated numbers. And speaking of ratings, Smash. Anybody watch Smash?
No.
No.
It
yes.
got huge ratings
yes,
first
I watched.
Week. After the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I watched it. It's going to do well.
It bombed Monday. Came in seventh place.
That surprises me.
Seventh place. I T-voted. I haven't watched it yet, but I thought it was good from what I saw.
Yeah.
But, boy.
Maybe the snapback.
Seventh place that night? Not good. Odds and ends, George Clooney and Bono are currently on a coast-to-coast motorcycle ride through Ireland. Boy, it'd be nice to do that. I think that'd be fun.
Hey, speaking of Smash, this Angelica Houston, I don't mean to be cruel, but she looks exactly like a guy dressed like a woman.
Ooh.
She's really, she's tough to look at.
Who was the only man she ever loved?
Who, Angelica Houston?
Yeah.
John Houston? I don't know.
Jack Nicholson.
Get out of here. That's right. That's
right. I think they had a child together, in fact.
Well, I talked to Jack.
Really?
In fact, it's funny because I talked to him this morning.
What did he say?
I said, Jack, do you still
did
have...
Did you tape it, though? That's important.
I did. I said, do you still have feelings for Angelica Houston? Here's what he said.
Oh, I'll always have feelings for her. I used to call her my freaking little angel.
Wow.
Now, that's beautiful right there.
Beautiful post-Valentine's
sentiment. That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Ringo Starr was supposed to introduce Paul McCartney at his Hollywood Star ceremony last week. Ringo was a no-show, started the rumor that he was sick, and then earlier today, I heard that Ringo has pneumonia.
Hey, you either have started a stray rescue program or Bogey's going nuts.
Bogey, stop that! Come here!
He's
you know what?
He's so
mad.
Polite.
No, he's mad because his breed didn't win that Westminster Kennel Club show.
Oh, yeah.
I will take you to the pound and put your... Yorkie's ass out.
Oh, man.
Poor Harry Bogue.
You wouldn't do that to the Bogue.
Finally.
Is Bogey mad because the Pekingese won best in show?
Yes, he's furious about it.
I knew he would be. I knew he would be.
What is Jim Carrey's very unusual favorite snack? Is it ice cream with salsa on top, peanut butter and ketchup sandwiches, or mac cheese with chocolate sprinkles?
Tina's not here. Dan, take it.
I'm going to go with the ice cream.
Peanut butter and ketchup.
I'll take Mac.
Answers peanut butter and ketchup sandwiches. Mike Evans, say ya.
That sounds horrible. I like peanut butter, ketchup. But not...
that does...
Not with ketchup. That's Mike nice. Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home, in Depair. Showroom about a half mile east of 270. Let's talk a little money talk. I think about money a lot. I think about how I wish we didn't have to have money, but I don't know what the alternative would be, because I really do believe that... I go back to when we got married and we had that little counseling session with the preacher, and he said, and still true to this day, he said there are three things that are the top three when it comes to blowing up a marriage. It's parents, you know, interfering, or one not liking the other one's parents, and that... Or and sex and money. Mm-hmm. And I still think those are the three at the top of the list. And, you know, money can be a great thing, can be a bad thing. You don't have to be smart about money or have gone to that fancy business school that Trump's kids went to understand one common sense piece of information, and that is that if you can borrow money at 3%, 4%, 5%, it's a lot smarter than borrowing money at 18 or 20%. You don't have to be a scholar to get that. You want the lower interest rate. If you're a homeowner, you can borrow money that way because you have equity in your house. Why don't you let American Equity Mortgage, the people who have been doing this for 20 years, explain to you how this works? You can get them online at AmericanEquity.com, or you can call them. And please make a note of this number, because there are similar numbers out there. They won't put you in touch with American Equity Mortgage. Only this one will. 314-878-9999.
And now it's time to check the highways with Tim Weiland. Tim, how do they look?
Tell you what, Dan, you'd think it were snowing outside. It's a mess everywhere. In fact, we've got a serious accident over in the Illinois side, westbound 64 near the Oakville exit. The highway is completely shut down due to a serious crash there. Now, also on westbound 64, a little west of Clarkson, that accident's been cleared, but you're jammed back to Lindbergh. Northbound 55 still has a center lane blocked at Park. Eastbound 40 is jamming up from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Still some slow... ride on southbound 270 from Dorset through Doherty Ferry, and southbound 170 now. That's slow from Olive down to Highway 40. And this traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, your participating Toyota dealer has Toyota 2 or True 2 batteries for the Toyota suggested price of $79.95 and Toyota True Start batteries for the Toyota suggested price of $99.95 installation extra. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on McGraw in the Morning.
Join us Thursday morning. We'll get the latest on the stock markets from Stifel Nicolaus and Scott Crothers, plus the political fix with Joe Manis from The Beacon, plus all the news, traffic, and weather you need to get to work. Join us Thursday morning.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis, the Big 550 KTRS.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
Star Coins and Stamps. They want to give you money. Top prices paid for gold and silver and platinum, jewelry, coins, even scrap metal. Aggressively buying rare coins, gold and silver coins, paper money, U.S. and foreign stamps, proof sets, flatware, and more, and free verbal appraisals. Just bring your merchandise in. They're going to give you an honest estimate. They're going to pay you right on the spot. It's Star Coins and Stamps, 500 South 5th Street in St. Charles, next to Dollar General. Again, the number is 636-949-2203. Family-owned since 1958, A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, with a veteran, highly respected staff. The owner, Nancy, wouldn't have it any other way. Again, free verbal appraisals on the spot. They'll give you an honest estimate. They'll pay you right then. And if you want to buy collectibles, they sell solid gold and silver coins and a huge variety of collectible items. Stop in and check out the displays and ask about any other collectibles you're interested in purchasing at Star Coins and Stamps. Ask for the Big 550 special, Star Coins and Stamps, 636-949-2203.
I will check with Tina. You know, I ought to go by there and just check on her.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Examine her mouth.
Phone call is kind of impersonal. Yeah. I need to go over there. Yeah, I think that's what I'll do. I'll report back tomorrow, and maybe she'll be with us tomorrow to share her oral surgery experience. If not, we'll be here. You'll be here, folks, I hope. Please. 3 o'clock, give or take 10 minutes. We'll see you then. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody. It is 6 o'clock at the Big 550.